I have no idea what happened there. Sorry about that.
No problem. I was just to finish my point. I was just basically saying that, like, you know, lyrics and the music, it's all there. It's all, like, floating above our heads. And really, for me, it's just about, you know, getting to a point where I can receive the information and spit it out in a certain way. And sometimes when you're writing lyrics, you know, but I can't type fast enough.
Yeah.
The ideas will just pop in and out super fast, and you just gotta be able to hopefully get it down so you can remember what to do next.
Yeah, I've had music that I've sat on for years, and then one day, out of the blue, the most perfect set of lyrics just pops into my head completely, and it's written in 5 minutes.
Right.
You know, it's just, it almost seems like a cosmic or spiritual exercise sometimes.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that.
You know, inspiration comes from somewhere, you know?
Absolutely.
So, what's the next step? I mean, the record's going to be released in May, I believe.
Yeah, so the record comes out on May 22nd. We are having our album release party the next day, May 23rd, at Heavy Psych Sounds Fest, New York.
Nice.
And the bill is absolutely insane. It's Ruby the Hatchet, High Reaper, Geezer, Gozu, and the Golden Grass. I mean, for an album release party, you couldn't dream of a better show than that, I think.
Absolutely not, man.
Yeah.
If it wasn't so far away, I'd say I could make it, but I really can't.
and that's what I was saying about being a part of Heavy Psych Sounds, like having access to that kind of firepower is absolutely amazing. So, yeah, so we, you know, the album comes out, we're doing the Heavy Psych Sounds Fest in New York. Actually, prior to that, next month, we're going out to Texas for South by Southwest. We're playing the Spiderball and the Stoner Jam, and we're super excited about both of those. And then, currently figuring out some regional touring plans for the summer, and then working on some big stuff for the winter, and we'll see how it all comes together.
That is awesome, man. I'm sure you're just stoked as all can be. What if you had to pick three of the most inspiring guitar players for you, who would you pick as a guitar player yourself?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, right off the bat, I'd say, you know, it'd be Tony Iommi, Jimmy Page, and probably like Angus Young, you know, but Jimi Hendrix is definitely up there. Even like I mentioned with Melvins, you know, Buzz is not far behind.
Oh, yeah. I can sense that bit of discord that's influenced there.
Yeah.
Charlie Reefer comes to mind.
Yeah.
For that.
Absolutely.
Weird for the sake of being weird.
Yeah, actually, absolutely. Right. but, you know, I mentioned before that I grew up on the Doors, you know, and so Robbie Krieger from the Doors is always, like, lurking in the back of my head, you know.
He had a unique style because he didn't play with a pick, but, like, right. Some people have told me, like, you know, older people who were around, they said that people used to say that he sucked, but I'm like, I don't know. He just wasn't the main instrument.
No, right. He was fucking brilliant, man.
He had Spanish Caravan. Come on. The man doesn't use a pick, first of all, for anything, you know?
And, you know, to be honest, the one that actually inspired me to, like, finally pick up a guitar in the first place was Prince. Purple Rain came out, and I saw the video for Let's Go Crazy, and the solo at the end of that song just absolutely blew my mind, and watching everything that Prince was during that time, I mean, he was the ultimate, you know, and
yeah.
Seeing that video and seeing what what he could do with a guitar, I was like, man, I want to fucking do that.
For me, it was getting into Kiss at the age of 5, but I heard their music and liked their music before I saw what they looked like. And when I first saw what they looked like and my dad showed me, I'm like, oh my god, this is awesome. They're like real-life superheroes that play loud guitars. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Like they.
My first real record was Kiss Alive.
My first real record was Kiss Alive 3.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Non-makeup, but.
Perfectly encapsulates our age difference.
Yes, but at the same time, you know, when I got into them, it was around the time the reunion era was going on in Psycho Circus. I saw them for the first time at the age of 10 on the farewell tour with the original four guys. I'm a big Ace fan, if I'm honest. Ace, to me, was the one. If I had to pick one, that would be the most, you know, as a guitar player.
What?
Yep.
Jimmy Page made me
want
to get a Les Paul.
Yeah. I've heard they're notorious for dropping out of tune, though.
It depends. You know, if you get a good one, you get a good one.
Gotcha. Okay. Because I have an Epiphone SG that I've played a Gibson SG, and I like the Epiphone model that I have a little bit better.
All right.
Strange how that works. It just depends on which one you get. So you use mainly a Gibson Les Paul. Do you have any other guitars that you use for Geezer? Or?
I recently got a Les Paul Gold Top. So I do use that on occasion with Geezer. Geezer is a special kind of tuning and everything, so I usually have to dedicate guitars for Geezer. And, there's a Les Paul, there's an SG. I also have a guitar from a company called Pure Sound Guitars. It's called a Tomcat. That's probably the cornerstone of the whole Geezer sound for me, actually. So
gotcha. The tone is very important.
So my options are very limited. So for the first time in playing guitar for 35 or whatever fucking years, I actually have access to more than one kind of guitar, so I like to mix it up.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I've used many different guitars, and I can appreciate certain elements of even ones I didn't like.
Well,
you know? But, I am gonna wrap it up here then for you. What do you love about music? It's your Zen.
Yeah.
It's your Zen, man.
Yeah.
And I completely get it. It's sometimes in my life, it's been all I've ever had. So I completely get that.
Yeah.
You know. Is there anything you'd like to tell fans of Geezer, supporters, and everything else before we call it off?
Well, I mean, I say it all the time. You know, the band's been around for a long time now, and the only reason why we're still here and still going and still have the opportunity to do the great things that we do is because the people who have been so supportive of us over all these years, and I can't thank anybody enough. Can't thank everybody enough for all the support and keeping things going for us. And, you know, this new album, we think, is very special. And, you know, we do it for ourselves, and we like to make music that we think is cool. But I especially think once the people who've been following us in all these years, once you guys hear this record, you're going to feel as special, you're going to think it's as special as we do. And just to be able to share that with everybody else all this time, you know, we're really excited about it.
Well, I'm excited too, man, and I'm glad to be have been a supporter and still continue to do so. I look forward to the record. I will definitely give it a review once it arrives in the mail, whenever that may be. And keep in touch, man. If you're ever nearby, let me know. I'll come to a show and I'll cover it, and maybe we can chat and stuff after.
You got it, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for all the support.
No problem, man. Stay groovy and stay rocking, man. Take it easy.
Later. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too, man. Bye.